San Antonio has the lowest rate of HPV vaccinated children of any major city in Texas. Now, a cervical cancer survivor is trying to change that by telling her story. TPR Bioscience and Medicine reporter Bonnie Petrie has more.
Meet Liz Kapiel, cancer survivor.
I was diagnosed in November of 2016.
She was 25, a recent graduate of Texas State University. She had just embarked on her life as an adult, and suddenly she was being treated for a cancer that the American Cancer Society estimates will kill more than 4,000 women this year.
It was awful. It took about 3 months. I had radiation, external, internal, and chemotherapy. And just the way it broke me down emotionally, physically, was just not something I would ever wish upon anyone else.
Liz survived, but not without physical and emotional scars. She can no longer have biological children, for example. Her cervical cancer was caused by a strain of human papillomavirus, HPV, that could have been prevented with a vaccine. But San Antonio's rate of HPV vaccine coverage isn't great.
We're lower than the nation, but we're about 3 or 4 points higher than the state. And that's because in the rural areas, they're not getting vaccinated as high. We're lower than the other major cities in Texas, though.
Charisse Rohr-Allegrini is the program director of the Immunization Partnership in San Antonio.
So we're looking at vaccination rates around 45 to 50% overall, lower for boys, a little bit higher for girls. We want to reach 80% to fully protect our population.
She thinks some parents may hesitate to get their kids vaccinated against HPV because they think the vaccine's new.
But it's not actually new. We've been studying it since the 80s. By the 90s, they were doing tests on it. It was licensed in 2006. So it's been out for 12 years now. But for some people, that's not like the measles vaccine or polio vaccine that's been around for a long time.
And some parents resist because HPV can be sexually transmitted.
Because they hear sex and, oh, my child's not going to have sex. But there's other ways to get it. So it's not just sexual activity. It's anything that's intimate that involves touching. And kids don't call that sex, but that can transmit the virus as well.
The HPV vaccine was available when Liz Kapiel was a teenager, but her mom didn't consent for her to get it. Liz got the virus. She got cancer. Her feelings about that are complicated.
I try not to get too upset because the only person then I would be getting upset with is my mom, because your parents are the ones that are supposed to get you vaccinated. But I know my mom, she feels sorrow for not being more informed and not getting me vaccinated, because then she saw exactly the repercussions that came from that.
Kapiel urges pediatricians to adjust the way they talk about the vaccine to parents.
And just completely disassociate it from what started at the beginning of it, just being associated with a sexually transmitted virus, because no one wants to think of their 11 or 12 year old having sex, and that's not what it's about.
Kapiel says it's about preventing cancer, cervical cancer in women, or a pharyngeal cancer in men. That's why doctors now advise that both girls and boys get the vaccine when they're in middle school. At that age, kids get two shots 6 months to a year apart, and their body will then build up immunity against HPV. It's Rohr Allegrini's job to increase the number of San Antonio kids who get the vaccine, but she's also a mom. Her advice as a professional and as a mom is the same.
Get vaccinated.
Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.